today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 27th of the month of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, we bless this moment by listening to the recitation of chapter Qalam, the first verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
نون والقلم وما يسطرون.
Noon, by the pen and what they inscribe.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون.
You are not, O Muhammad, by the favor of your Lord, a madman.
وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون.
And indeed, for you is a reward uninterrupted.
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And indeed, you are of a great moral character.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌ سِوَىٰ.
The blessed verse, 1, contains oath taken as to two most significant issues in human life, saying, by the pen and by what they write. It would be interesting to make mention of the point that the earliest verses revealed unto the noble and pure heart of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, on the mountain of light, Jabalun Nur, and at the cave of Hira, revealed an exalted significance of the pen.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin.
The noble character of the Prophet Muhammad was one of mercy, gentleness, and piety. Allah honored His Messenger with noble characteristics which were not combined in any other person. Prophet Muhammad embodied this character in his personal life and in his interactions with others, both Muslims and non-Muslims. Prophet would emulate the Quran in its commands, its prohibitions, and it became his temperament. His character became accustomed to it, and he abandoned his visceral, carnal nature. Whatever the Quran commanded, he did, and whatever it prohibited, he abstained. Along with this, Allah ingrained within him great character traits of modesty, generosity, courage, forgiveness, forbearance, and every beautiful trait.
شيخ روحاني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most kind, the most compassionate. At the very beginning of the Holy Quran, in the first page of the Holy Quran, we read that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by the name of Allah, the most compassionate and the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introduced at the very beginning of the Holy Quran as the most merciful and as the most compassionate creator for the whole universe. So then we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, praise be to goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's the sustainer of the whole universe. So by this Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin, so this kind of attributes that are mentioned in the very beginning of the Holy Quran are these types of attributes that introduces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most compassionate and merciful. So now when it comes to morality and ethics in Islam, we must understand that this mercifulness of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, when the Prophet is introduced in the Holy Quran as Rahmatan lil Alameen, because he is the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole universe. He is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a messenger of God. He brings us the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of whom? The message of Allah, who is the most compassionate and merciful. So then the responsibility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi is this, to spread this mercy and kindness to the human being, to spread it all over the world.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. This part entitled Social Policies of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah remained constantly on the road touring the districts of Medina, visiting tribes, meeting with people, providing them with guidance, leading them in prayers at their mosques and at his own mosque, visiting their sick, walking behind their coffins during their funeral processions, and delegating the responsibilities of the state and the nation to whoever he wanted from among his companions. He pointed for the women, a virtuous lady, to lead their prayers. He also built in Medina about 50 other mosques. He paid a great deal of attention to construction in Medina after it became completely Muslim, urging people to build and to construct. He invited the Bedouin surrounding Medina to migrate and settle there and to abandon their migratory habits. Many Bedouins went and resided in Medina, becoming members of the Islamic nation. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. All for the sake of Allah. This is related to our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The Prophet, as selfless as a person could be in life, all his undertakings and motives were just to fulfill the order of Allah, and he did not undertake any action out of his personal desire and will. He lived every day of his life for the sake of Allah, and everything which he did was for the Almighty. The extent of his selflessness can be seen from the example of his preaching in the Valley of Ta'if, where people lead naughty children to throw stones at him while he was preaching. He had to run for his life, and he was all covered in blood. But still, he did not complain to Allah about him. Rather, one of his companions narrates, "The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, resembled a prophet who was harmed by his people. He wiped the blood from his face and said, 'O Allah, forgive my people, for they know not.'" Such is the selflessness in his character, and every moment of his life was for the sake of Allah and spreading his message.
And the Holy Prophet in one hadith was asked. He said in one hadith, he said, "Inna hayati lakum, inna fi hayati lakum khayr wa fi mamati khayr." He said, "My life, when I'm alive, there is good and mercy for you. And even after I die, there is mercy for you." So they asked him, they told him, "Amma fi hayatika faqad alimna, fa kayf, fa madha ba'da mamatik, aw fi mamatik." They told him, "When you're alive, we know that you're mercy. But after you die, how do you serve as mercy?" Listen carefully, and this applies to us 1400 years ago. The Holy Prophet told them, "As for when I am alive," he read the verse, "وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ." Allah will not punish them as long as you're there. "And after I have died," the Prophet says, "تُعْرَضْ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُكُمْ فَأَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ." The Prophet, after he dies, he says, "Your a'mal will be presented to me even after I'm dead." There's a hadith that says every Monday and every Thursday, Rasulullah sees our a'mal. If we have committed a sin, the Prophet does istighfar for us, without us even knowing. You sin, and Rasulullah is more worried about your sin than you yourself. Tell me what mercy is, if this isn't mercy, when Rasulullah cares for you more than you care for yourself. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran, where Allah says, "وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ." Do deeds. Allah will see your good deeds, and the Holy Prophet will see your deeds. Oh,
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.